He's moving it or hauling it. Hauling the wood or moving the wood.
Okay. And the thing they use to break up the ground, the farmers use their
plow.
And then they go over it with a
harrow. Or now they use a disc up there instead of a harrow.
Mm-hmm. And they used to haul rocks from the field. They have a lot of rocks out in the field. They don't do that much anymore, but they used to hook the horse up or something.
I never did very much around here. Drag. But I don't think there were many around here.
No, it's not very rocky. Then,
I had a little boy who used to call that a harrow.
Harrow.
And I'd say, no, it's a harrow.
Well, that's very, I would expect harrow to come around here.
His grandmother and grandfather have a farm, and he insisted it's harrow.
That's what they call it. After all, they're the farmers. You're
yeah,
not.
That's right.
How about different kinds of sleds? What do you call the one that the boy rides on? A boy or girl could just take a ride and jump on
a sled.
And what about the kind you'd ride in, pulled by
sleigh?
Pulled by horses or something?
Sleigh.
One horse pull a sleigh or two or
one.
Suppose you had two horses.
I don't know what I'd call it.
You ever use cutter for that?
No.
Okay. What do you call it when a boy or a girl takes a run and then jumps on the sled? They call it taking...
Coasting.
They don't take a belly something?
Belly buster.
You don't do that?
I don't think so.
You knew the term. must be there. We always took belly floppers where I'm from.
Oh.
Belly busters around here.
So you belly buster, I guess.
And, let's see. There's a thing that they put stove wood across the saw. It looks like this. X.
A horse. It's a horse.
And the one that's shaped more like that is called a... Is the difference between these two?
Yes.
Carpenter would use these.
That would be a sawhorse, I think. That's what we call a sawhorse, but I don't know what you call this.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, what do they use that, to saw wood?
Yeah, they put a not lumber, but they'd put a stove wood, piece of regular.
I don't know what you'd call it.
That X would hold it in there. So that's,
I don't know what you'd call it.
Never heard buck for that, I suppose. Sawbuck.
Sawbuck, I believe I have.
And, you want to comb your hair, you might use a comb or you might use a...
Brush.
I bet you get
hairbrush
around here.
What?
You ever hear the kids say brush?
No, brush my hair? No, I don't.
No, they don't do that here.
No.
You want to sharpen... I know you wouldn't, but suppose your husband would want to sharpen his straight razor, he'd use a razor.
Strap. My dad used a razor strap. More waste than one.
I guess. Man wants to go hunting with a shotgun, but with a rifle, he'd better take along. If he's one shotgun, he'd take shells. If he has a rifle, he'd take along some
bullets.
Or they call them
cartridges.
And the child, get one child on each end of a board. And they
teeter totter.
I see this isn't hard, is it?
Not very bad.
Panics. This is not a test. I mean,
no.
We're worried about that kind of thing. This is just kind of simply supplying with words, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. They sometimes used to make some homemade toys. You jump on, go round and round.
Merry-go-round.
You ever have one?
Mm-hmm.
How many could get on it?
Oh, it was just one board on a post, and maybe two or three could get on each end.
They'd spin around on the board.
Spin around.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a piece of lumber suspended and they go back and forth like that on it? A juggling board or something like that?
No.
Never heard that one.
No.
And you might carry your coal in a
coal bucket.